Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Yeah, I'm Jane Raleigh. I'm the director of dance programming at the Kennedy Center.
And we are talking about National Dance Day, which is actually going to be 3 days of free events. So National Dance Days at the Kennedy Center this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, I want to get into the lineup in a second. You know, we can drill down on each individual day, you know, in a few minutes. But first, you know, big picture overview. How long has National Dance Day been a thing at the Kennedy Center?
Yeah, it's funny because of COVID, I'm losing the exact number of years, but we're more than 10 years we've been doing this at the Kennedy Center, 12, 13 years thereabouts. It's a free day of dance that we host every fall, every September at the center. And it's a perfect day to come out with your family, experience free dance performances, dance classes, get up and move your body as we get ready to jump into the fall of school and work and all those things.
Great. And so the actual, you know, the actual holiday, the National Dance Day, I guess, is Saturday the 17th, right? But we're going to have several days leading into it as well.
Yes, that's right. And you'll see with our schedule that there is one performance on Thursday, one performance on Friday, but then Saturday is an all day event at the center.
Okay. So the National Dance Day extravaganza will be Saturday, but we'll tell them about the other lead up events. Cool. All right. Great. Great. Well, then let's do it in order then. Tell me about what we have on Thursday, September 15th, something cool at the Millennium Stage.
Yeah. So Thursday, September 15th at 6 p.m., we will be hosting local artist Crystal Butler and her dancers in a performance that they're calling Breakthrough. It's excerpts from a longer evening length show that they've done in the past, bringing stories about private connections, mental health, and exploring all of these themes through dance. They're incredibly talented contemporary dance artists, all from the DMV area. And it's a free performance at 6. We do require tickets now for Millennium Stage, but all the tickets are free. You can get them in advance, or you can get them when you get there on site.
Great. Awesome. And then on Friday, September 16th, another thing at Millennium Stage. Tee it up.
Yeah, same schedule. So Friday, September 16th, also at 6 p.m. on Millennium Stage, we're presenting Project Karma in a show they're calling Chronicles of Narnia. Let me say that again.
That's easy to do.
Their show is called Chronicles of Nina, What Now? And you'll see why. It's an exploration of Nina Simone's music in parallel to the Black experience. Project Karma is this amazing local company. They're actually a husband and wife choreographic team, and they combine West African dance with modern dance with street and hip hop derived movement. And they're just really explosive, incredible dancers with some live music elements as well.
Okay, great. Well, so those 2 days are sort of the preamble here. Then we come to the actual National Dance Day, which is Saturday, September 17th. I believe it all kicks off at what, 11 a.m. in the Family Theater?
Yeah, so Saturday, September 17th for National Dance Day, the big main event will be outside on our Reach Plaza on a big stage. You won't be able to miss it. Those outdoor performances start at 1 p.m., but there's also local dance company, Company E, has performances at 11 a.m. in the Family Theater and the same show again at 2 p.m. So we wanted to make sure people knew about that too.
What's that one called, the Company E?
Yeah, Company E's show is called To Sail Around the Sun. It talks about, uses beautiful classical music and is a journey around the globe in a day. Those dancers are very talented modern dancers. And that's a show that's really appropriate for the whole family. And there's two opportunities to see that on Saturday the 17th.
Okay, cool. Let's do a deep dive into what's going on out on the Reach Plaza. I know that portion of it starts at 1 o'clock. Do you want to run through some of the great groups that are going to be performing dance out there?
Absolutely. So if you show up to the Kennedy Center anytime between 1 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on Saturday the 17th, you're going to be experiencing some awesome dance. So outside on the Reach Plaza, we've got a wide variety of classes, performances, and interactive arts and crafts things happening throughout the day. So some of the awesome artists we have, we've got Flamenco Aparicio Dance doing a flamenco class and showing us some flamenco performance. We've got a contemporary dance artist, Tariq O'Mealy, who's going to teach an improv-based class, no experience required. We've got some artists from our Dance for Parkinson's Disease program, which are actual dancers who are living and experiencing Parkinson's disease, and they're going to perform and show us the benefits of dance and movement to help with their recovery from Parkinson's. We've got tap artists from Capital Tap and District Tap. A really fun queer-centric gender-inclusive ballet class called Party and Prance with our friends at House of Bambi, and so many other things. I'm really excited for this class called Afro Fit, which is like a fitness class to upbeat dance music with Ashante Green. So many things. And then at 6:30 p.m., really exciting, we've got our friends at Darling Dance, a local modern dance company who are doing a site-specific piece that travels across the entire Reach campus outside. So you'll watch dancers interacting with the architecture, rolling down a hill. It moves all over the Reach. So that one's sure to be really fun, 6:30 to 7:30.
Awesome. Well, you gave a bunch of them. I'm going to be putting together two pieces for the radio because we'll alternate hours, you know, so we can play one every hour. Are there any others in there that you may have skipped over that we can now double back and highlight?
Yeah, I feel like the one of the highlights of National Dance Day every year is getting to learn that year's official National Dance Day routine. This year, that will happen at 6 p.m. And we've got Bailey Munoz, who's a former winner from So You Think You Can Dance, who will be with us to teach that official routine. It's kind of tricky this year. I learned it already, but it's a fun opportunity to learn the same routine as everyone is learning across the country for National Dance Day. Maybe put it on your TikTok, put it on your social media, and make sure people know you're celebrating with us.
That's awesome. And I do see that a couple of things, including that National Dance Day routine and maybe the Darling Dance, All My Friends, a couple of them look like there's a live stream as well, if folks for whatever reason can't make it to that, right?
Yeah, that's right. So on Saturday the 17th, we'll be live streaming from the Kennedy Center's website and Kennedy Center's Facebook platform from 6 to 7:30. So that live stream will include learning the National Dance Day routine with Bailey Munoz and the entire site-specific traveling performance by Darling Dance.
Awesome. Well, that's really cool. They have that option, but obviously if you can make it out, that would be the really, really fun thing to do. I guess, thanks for going through the whole lineup. I guess just, before we run, just why is National Dance Day such an important thing? Why is dance in general, especially now when there's been such a hard couple years here, why is it good to get the juices flowing, the bodies moving, why is dance such an important thing here?
Absolutely. I think the main thing we believe with National Dance Day is that dance really is for everybody. If you have taken dance class and trained dance your whole life, National Dance Day is for you. But also, if you just want to get up and have a little bit of a dance party with your whole family, National Dance Day is also for you. And one of my favorite things about the celebration is that we really highlight all of the incredible talent within DC, Maryland, and Virginia in our local community. So all the artists that you're gonna see Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Kennedy Center are making art and teaching dance locally here. So it's just a fabulous celebration of our community and all of the talent that we have here in the DMV.
Great, and the best of all, it's all free. So check it out. And well, except for parking, I guess, or is parking free on the weekend? I'm not sure.
Unfortunately, parking's not free, but I do encourage people, if you have metro accessibility from where you live, the Foggy Bottom Metro is really accessible to the Kennedy Center, and there is a free shuttle that runs from the Foggy Bottom Metro to the center every couple minutes.
Awesome. Or grab an Uber, whatever you got to do, head on down there. You don't want to miss it. Again, it's National Dance Day, Saturday, September 17th at the Kennedy Center. And then, of course, also don't miss those millennium stage things on Thursday and Friday beforehand. So, hey, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.